We're talking with the president of Lawrence University in Appleton on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. There's been a lot of discussion about the worth of a liberal arts degree and the challenges that small private colleges face, namely shrinking enrollment numbers, namely higher tuition costs. And the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation just released new research looking into the economic impact of a liberal arts education. It said evidence suggests that there are positive economic returns on average. So lots to talk about with your insights on liberal arts. Thoughts on the discussion at 800-642-1234. Do you attend a private college? Why did you want to go private as opposed to public? And was there a specific reason? Parents, do you have a son or daughter attending a private university? What do you want to share about it? You can call in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Mark Burstein is president of Lawrence University in Appleton, and he's held this post since 2013, formerly an executive vice president at Princeton University. He's a graduate of Vassar College and is on the board of trustees there. Mark, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Yeah, Kate, it's really a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Before we get into private colleges, let's first look at Governor Tony Evers' budget address tonight, because education should be a centerpiece there, as we have been expecting. You know, Lawrence University has said that it hopes that the governor will commit to renewing the Wisconsin idea that education should influence lives beyond the classroom. What are you hoping to hear out of that address?
One of the things that's really exciting about Governor Evers is that he is an educator himself, right? He came from education, and he's passionate about the impact education can have on each of us. So I hope to hear from him what that's about, how education could really position us as a state in this complicated and competitive economy with more talented employees, more economic activity in the state.
How do you see and feel the Wisconsin idea working within your institution?
Yeah, so Wisconsin idea is a beautiful thing, I would say, and it really is about the connection that all of us as colleges and universities should have with the larger state. At Lawrence, there are many implications of that. We have students who give over 10,000 hours of volunteer service in the Fox Valley. We have over $80 million of economic impact on the state, which includes employing over 1,100 people, both directly as an institution and also as secondary economic impact. But I think even more importantly, this connection between an institution that was actually founded before the state was founded in 1847, and how we think about what that means to be having Wisconsin as our home. What is Wisconsin as our home? How does it impact our curriculum and other aspects of the Lawrence experience?
The number of presidents leading colleges and universities without a doctorate, without a PhD, has been growing over the years. And you're among those without a PhD. You have your MBA from the Wharton School at Penn. Some find this trend of university presidents without doctorates concerning. How would you respond to this idea that you need that particular PhD to lead a college?
Yeah. I think it's really important for leaders of colleges and universities to understand the academy, understand higher education. And I'm actually in my 29th year in higher education. I was at Columbia University before Princeton. So I feel like I have an understanding of how a college or university works, and also the importance of academics as primary. We are a learning institution that happens not exclusively, but primarily in the classroom. Faculty are responsible for that. So it's important to really understand that. I actually also grew up on a college campus. My mother's an academic. But I don't think it's necessary or critical for every college president to have a PhD.
We're talking about the vitality of liberal arts colleges in light of real headwinds for privates. Mark Burstein is president of Lawrence University in Appleton, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you attend a small private college? Why did you make that choice? And if you're a graduate, how is your alma mater doing? As you look back at your decisions, what do you think about your liberal arts degree? You can call in at 800-642-1234, tweet us at WPR Mornings. Mark, public universities typically have strong connection to the state they're in and their surrounding communities, whether it be through employment, as you talked about, or the culture they inject in the area. Do private institutions have that same kind of connection to the communities in which they're based? Have you seen that at Lawrence?
One of the things that really drew me to Lawrence and to the Fox Cities was what I would consider a symbiotic relationship between the college and Appleton, the Fox Cities. Appleton actually is named for Amos Lawrence's wife. It's her maiden name. And that relationship, that connection is so alive and well today. We collaborate on so many different things, both Appleton and Lawrence. And also really both together create a more vibrant place for all of us to live.
Why do students choose to go to private colleges as opposed to publics? I mean, what is that draw?
Yeah. Well, we do provide a different type of education. The faculty-student ratio at Lawrence is 8-1, which allows us to provide a more individualized, engaged learning experience for every student on campus. And that could be summer research opportunities in laboratories, or it could be individualized study. We have a requirement for every senior to do, in essence, a summative, integrated intellectual work product with a faculty member. So it just really provides a different type of education than what's maybe possible at a public institution.
Let's go to Michelle joining us from Milwaukee with thoughts. Michelle, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. What is your thoughts here on small privates?
Well, I just wanted to say that my husband and I sent our youngest son to Lawrence. He had been a good student in high school, a terrific athlete, and loved theater. Probably wanted to go to Madison, where a lot of his friends were going, but we really had visited Lawrence. We took him there. We thought, and we both were big believers in liberal education. He went there. He had a tough time starting. It's a challenging school. After the first year, he came to me and said, "Mom, I'm so glad you sent me to Lawrence. You made me a scholar."
Oh, that's beautiful. How is he doing today?
Well, he is a young man, married, two children. He is an attorney here in town, a civil rights lawyer. And he loves his profession, and he loves his life in general. And he has stayed very close with the friends that he had at Lawrence, who've gone on to very different careers. But
that's a beautiful story.
He just, it infused him, I think, with just a wonderful appreciation of learning.
We are talking, thank you, Michelle, we're talking with Lawrence University President Mark Burstein about the state of liberal arts colleges here in Wisconsin, across the nation, the work they do, whom they attract. What do you think needs to be brought up to the table here in this conversation about small colleges? Do you have an experience to share? We're at 800-642-1234. Tweet us, WPR Mornings. We'll get back to the conversation in a minute on the Ideas Network. We're having a conversation about liberal arts colleges, the value, the impact to Wisconsin, the struggles that these colleges face. Student debt currently stands at $1.4 trillion, and a recent survey by the National Association of College and University Business Officers found that nearly 90% of freshmen receive some aid, and that the average grant covers about half their tuition. Is that sustainable? What drew you to a small private college? In Fox Valley, how do you see the private institution in your backyard impacting the local community? We're at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Mark Burstein is our guide. He is president of Lawrence University in Appleton. Mark, let's go straight to cost here. As we see aid growing and growing, for these students, is that sustainable? And what do we know about cost?
Yeah, I think cost is a very important issue. This idea of access to a college education has become even more central to our society today, given that it is so important to get a degree for a career. Just on that point, for those of us who get a college degree, we should expect about $1 million more in income over the life of our careers. So it's become so much more important. At Lawrence, this has been a real focus for us. You quoted what's called the Nakubo study, and that's similar to what happens at Lawrence. Our stated price is about $57,000 a year, but 98% of our students get aid, and that aid, on average, is half the cost. So it halves the cost every year. And we're really trying to raise even more money to increase that aid, that grant aid to students and families. Right now, our average debt that a student graduates is $31,000 a year. That has decreased, actually, over the past 6 years. And we're trying to get it down to about $25,000 a year. So for Lawrence, it is a sustainable proposition. We're really trying to raise more money to support every student and family to ensure that they can afford a Lawrence education. On the other hand, not every private institution has the kind of resources Lawrence has. We have an endowment that's over $300 million, and we have an extraordinarily generous community that surrounds us. And so it is really something that students and families have to think about, which is what is the debt that you would have to take out for a four-year college education? And is that sustainable for you?
And you had a turning point with a student that you have talked openly about when a student came to you and couldn't afford Lawrence anymore. And you suggested, why don't you go to a public university? What happened there?
Yeah, thanks, Kate, for referencing that. I only worked at institutions that are considered full need. And full need means that the institution, the college or university, has enough resources to support every family to the level that federal methodology says that we should. What surprised me coming to Lawrence is there are actually only 70 full need institutions in the country, and there are over 3,000 institutions that teach undergraduates. So I had a very different experience than the majority of experiences that students and families have. And that became clear to me. I have open office hours twice a term where students come in and talk to me about everything and anything, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend issues, you know, their roommate problems, their career decisions, as well as important issues that face Lawrence. And one student came in the first open office hours and said he was working 38 hours a week. He had already taken out $20,000 in debt. He was a first-term sophomore, and he had need to take out more to complete that year. He had a B-plus average. His parents were divorced. His dad had just been evicted from his home for not paying his rent. His mom worked in a bookstore. And he loved it at Lawrence and wanted to stay there. And I started by saying, maybe you should think about transferring to your local state institution, given that maybe the finances would be different for you. And he said, Mark, you didn't hear one part of what I just said, which is, I love it here. So solve this for me, in essence, at Lawrence. And that started me on this odyssey of what it means to be full need. And thanks to extraordinary generosity of the Lawrence community, we've now raised $79 million in scholarship aid which goes into the endowment and supports students and families absolutely every year, including the student who did graduate from Lawrence with more aid.
We are seeing, though, declining enrollments across small colleges, small private colleges. How are you looking at those enrollment numbers and keeping enrollment numbers up? And where is your enrollment?
So just in general, I would say we're seeing declining enrollment in college across the board, both in public and private institutions. And we see that in the UW system as well. And that's a demographic change, which is we have fewer high school seniors graduating in the United States, and specifically in parts of the United States, this state absolutely included, but places also like Maine and New England in general, et cetera. So that's impacting colleges and universities. Lawrence is very fortunate, which is that we have a student body of 1,500. We have strong demand for the education we offer. About 25% of our students come from the state of Wisconsin, but 75% come from elsewhere. We have 47 states represented on campus and actually over 70 countries around the globe. And that kind of demand is essential for both the livelihood, the future of Lawrence, but also the learning experience, right? Interacting with this diverse student population is part of the learning we offer.
Let's go back to the phones now with Alicia in Milwaukee. Alicia, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I attended a different small private school called Small Liberal Arts School. I got a Bachelor of Science there. And I just wanted to say I had a really great experience with it for me. I was able to get really involved on campus. I was able to get a really well-rounded education. And I think I walked away with better critical thinking skills as a result that I might have gotten if I didn't go to college or if I had gone to a public school. So that was my experience.
Alicia, and did you manage your debt? How was it financially?
Yeah, so I did have a scholarship that I received from the college that I went to, and I also got some federal student loans, and then I was a resident assistant as well, which covered my room and board during the year that I was a resident assistant. And then I did an internship program where I got to travel, but that also helped reduce my overall debt because I wasn't receiving the same number of credits. So the way that it was arranged when I went there was we paid a certain amount per semester, regardless of how many credits we took. So I was kind of able to arrange my my credits so that I could take more credits some semesters and then fewer credits when I wanted to do something, but was still enrolled and still got credit for that.
So quite a patchwork there. Alicia, thank you for sharing your experience. Andre next in Waukesha. Andre, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. What is your experience?
My experience is actually my son graduated from Lawrence with his bachelor's degree as well, and he loved it. He enjoyed it. And he finally ended up going to the Conservatory of Music in Cincinnati. And right now he's singing in Japan. But like you were talking earlier about finances, we're still helping him out, paying for what he owes with his federal government loan, too. So we can see what everybody's doing. I'm kind of glad that he went to Lawrence. It's such a great university.
Mark, as you listen to these people calling in, what goes through your head?
I think that for me, there is a great college for every high school senior. And what we're hearing from some of these folks are stories about how a private institution is a great fit. You know, another piece that is different is that most private institutions have a higher graduation rate than public institutions. And that is important for some students and families to make sure that a student really completes their college education.
We only have about a minute left, but I want to ask you, what keeps you up at night? What do you grapple with?
Well, being a college president is a really interesting profession right now. It's a very complicated job. Actually, the Wall Street Journal had an article said it was the hardest job in America today. And I think that for me, it is trying to ensure that every student on our campus can thrive, can really be successful at Lawrence, can have an experience that is truly deeply educational and prepares them for a successful life. And that's a hard thing to do, but it is such an important thing to do.
Because the stakes are really high. It's their life.
The stakes are so high. And for some of our students, especially students who come from families who don't have college education in their past, it is a moment which could change the trajectory of their lives. And we try to take that very seriously and ensure that that's possible for every student on our campus.
Mark, thank you for joining us.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Mark Burstein is president of Lawrence University in Appleton. It's been a post he's held since 2013, and we've been looking at the challenges and the opportunities of small liberal arts colleges. Up next, it's news. Then Governor Tony Evers will formally unveil his proposed state budget this evening, and a reporter will break down the budget for us. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.